You know, when the Spirit of God is, where the Spirit of God, there is a liberty. And that's the one thing that is wonderful to celebrate Him. No matter what else is going on, we're celebrating Him. Because see, when we can enjoy ourselves, when we can have a little fun, there's no reason that we can't have a little fun in the Spirit. Because see, if we can go and scream at a football game, scream at a baseball game, we can come here and do a little screaming, okay? If we can go and have fun somewhere else, we can come here in the house of God and have some fun worshiping from our heart and letting our heart be knit to Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So On Wednesday, I just read this scripture, John 14, verse 12. Truly, I say unto you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these he shall do, because I go to the Father. And the stage that was set by that was simply to understand what you believe is very, very important. What you believe, how your heart believes, what your heart is attached to is very, very important. Because see, it's out of the things that we believe that we get to, when our heart is aligned with what God is wanting us to believe, when it looks like what God is wanting us to look like, when it's attached to what God's wanting it to be attached to, there is great power being released, and the devil is afraid that you're going to discover that power. He's looking to keep you from being able to release that, Todd. He's looking to keep you from being able to see that and respond to that. He wants you to keep you in a place where you never get to experience that power and authority that comes. Why? Because you've already believed what God said you could believe. You know, one thing I admire about Cheryl is she's able to, when she connects with healing, I mean, she just stays at it until it gets done. She decides what she's going to believe, and she just stays at it until I see something happen. You know, and that's the way God is looking for us to do, align our hearts with Him in the things that we believe. Because see, one of the things that happens with us though is that sometimes we don't always understand what's in our heart. We don't always understand what's driving our heart or even driving our own actions sometimes. And that's one of the things that I wanted to speak about today, because see, I can share that. But Pastor and I had a sozo the other day, and we basically found something that was really, really powerful, and just the glory of God just showed up, and I mean, just the light bursting out of it, the strength bursting out of it, was something we just both said that this has got to be shared with the church. Because see, there's just a time when God is releasing something, and I believe it released something in my life. I can say it was releasing something in His life, and I believe it'll release something in your life too. Because we're going to break it not only over each of us individually, but we're going to break it as a church. It's time for us to break off whatever, anything that's hindering. There's a time for the things that were tolerated in the past to no longer go into the future. We have to stand with God and go where He's going with us now. We have to stand with Him and allow Him to shatter off the old things, the things that represented a chain, the things that represented some kind of bondage, and let those things go so that the power of God can be released, because we got some people to save. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when we're doing this, see, one of the things we began to see is that oftentimes, you know, the emotions that you experience, they lie to you. Okay, the emotions you experience, most oftentimes, are liars. They're not aligned with the kingdom of God at all. We all know that, you know, that there's ways that people can manipulate a situation when they want to manipulate a situation. That's what Hollywood is all about. When you watch that movie, okay, there's a channel, Hallmark, okay, on Hallmark, okay, we know that they're actors, okay, we know that they're not real, and we know that that lady didn't really meet that man, and that man's not really a king, okay, but we still get gushy about it, okay. We still cry when it all happens and all those things go on. And you know, our emotions are moved out by those things. But see, all of that is an illusion. Because our heart got attached to something. They maneuvered your heart with the show. I can sell that. We have some Hallmark fans here. Glory to God. I'm glad. I have to admit that I've cried on more than one Hallmark channel. I'm a softie. I can't help it. Sozo. There's Sozo for that, brother. So what we discovered here is that God is wanting to deal with the things that are in our inward parts, Psalm 51:6. He's wanting to deal with the things. He's wanting to put truth in our inward parts. Because, see, until we know and understand what's motivating us, until we get familiar with it, until we allow truth to reside in there, we're going to be doing actions that don't actually line up with kingdom. And we don't want to be doing actions that don't line up with kingdom. We want to do actions that line up with what his word is, what his promise is, what his vision is, what he's already spoken over us. So often we get this, and see, what we began to discover the other day was this thing of self-sabotage. Where you basically do yourself in. And you know, some of you probably think, well, I don't do that. Do you procrastinate? Do you have an addiction? I mean, you go, you know, this the place of self-sabotage is from the real little small things to great big things. But it motivates your behavior. It motivates your actions that are going on. And it begins to change what you actually look like and what you actually do. So when we begin to see, sabotage, just defined this way. It's underhanded interference with work or production. It means to deliberately destroy, damage, or obstruct. Sounds like Congress. Yeah. Not going there. It says to prevent success. To prevent success. It means basically where we're undermining ourselves with subconscious actions. We're undermining our own attempt to go where we're supposed to go. We're undermining what God has already planted in our hearts sometimes. Not because we intend to, but because we just can't seem to help ourselves because we don't even understand where it came from. You have to understand most of these things got planted in our hearts when we were very small. The enemy wants to come in. He likes to come in and do something to defile people, especially before the age of 7. He wants to plant it so that it's so far back that you had, A, no defense for it, and B, you have no way to get back to it to let God heal it. That's how, and when we're doing Sozo, we see this a lot so often. If there's going to be a defilement in somebody's life, the first time that it happens was before they were 7. Because why? He just wants to plant this so that it stays at a subconscious level. So it continues to control your actions, your thoughts, and your behaviors, and you don't even know why. I really did not understand why I drank until after I got saved. I just drank, but see, what I was trying to do, I was trying to hide from the fear. See, there was a fear of rejection in me that was really, really strong. And that fear of rejection caused me to do those things. And I was doing them thinking that I was just being fun. Well, it only was fun for some people. But, you know, it got quiet all of a sudden. What? Trying to imagine me drinking. Believe me, it wasn't a pretty sight. It wasn't a pretty sight. So there was a whole lot. Now you put images in my head. It's like, because I can imagine that, unfortunately. But the good news is that at this point in my life, it's like it happened to somebody else and not to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So all this is creating cycles that keep us from completion. Cycles that keep us unfruitful. It keeps us locked in a false comfort. See, what you have to understand is self-sabotage really is your subconscious, at some childlike level, you're trying to fix a problem that you weren't able to fix. And so you're trying to find a safe place with these behaviors, even though most of the time these behaviors put you in places that aren't safe. Hallelujah. Now, see, we got back on track. Thanks, Misha. So basically, a lot of times, see, we begin to accept the cycles in our life, the cycles of dysfunction. Most of the time, what happens is trauma, and then trauma was engaged the first time. Trauma was engaged at some level early on, and that trauma then caused us to adapt these things into our life. But see, then along comes failure, because see, one of the biggest ones that is that there's a fear of failure. You can have a fear of success, and you can have a fear of failure. But these dysfunctions get locked in our system, and then we just start doing life around it. Let me give you an extreme example. I have a friend of mine who doesn't want to have her picture taken to such a degree that she will deliberately think about it when she's going to an event, and if there's going to be pictures there, she will position herself where she's away from any possibility of pictures being taken. See, if you're hiding, there's likely some kind of self-sabotage going on. If you're running, there's likely some sign of self-sabotage going on. When we want to run from our situation, there's some kind of self-sabotage. But see, in this situation, it's so extreme that when the picture gets taken, then she just totally falls apart. Now, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to live life this way. There is freedom for these things. You do have to allow God to work into that area, because you can do this. You don't have to do it. See, she's trying to just exist by discipline. Some of us have an amazing strength of character that we can just overcome these things simply by our souls, the mastery of our soul. But see, the mastery of our soul isn't freedom. Mastery of our soul is just sheer willpower. And willpower is a great thing. If you got it, go for it. But understand there's a freedom that's going to take you somewhere that can't. Yes. I shared this story Wednesday night. And so, but, you know, when there was a time in my life where a few years after I got saved, I was just praying, and all of a sudden the Lord just showed me the events that had happened. See, because every time I would, did it happen earlier in my life, but because every time I coached baseball, and so I would be walking. If I had to walk across the stands, I would just feel violated and ashamed. I mean, it was such an extreme feeling in my heart that I would do anything that I could possibly do not to have to walk across there. So that I could just, you know, if I was on the field, I was okay. But if I had to walk across these stands and be right in front of somebody, it was just violating to me. And then the Lord just showed me some things that happened as a child. And he showed me, but what he showed me was not the violation, not the nature of the violation. What he showed me was his love for me in the violation. In the moment of my greatest shame, in the moment where my greatest hurt was, he showed me how much he loved me, how much he was there for me, how much he wanted to be with me. And it filled me with such a fullness. See, I couldn't do this, what I'm doing right now, if I still had that. Because there would be nowhere for me to do this. He knew what was going to happen in my future, so he began to deal with it in that moment out of his love. His love began to temper and to release me, but what it does is it brought me into a complete freedom. The next day, I had to walk across those same stands. And I was carrying a little bag of peanuts, and I'm walking across the stands, and I realized, oh my goodness, for the first time, I don't feel any violation. There's just no violation. It was just nothing. I mean, I just felt free. And then, like I told him Wednesday night, I took a few more steps and I realized I'm important. And so I took my bag of peanuts and I began to chunk it at people to make them look at me. Because I was free. You got to pay attention because I'm free. See, this is what God can do in our lives when we'll submit it to him. Whatever it is, whatever that thing is that's holding you back, if we'll submit it to him, if we'll allow him to have it, if we'll give him and allow him to plant his truth. Because see, in that moment, not only did he give me his love, but he planted his truth in my heart. That no matter what happened, I wasn't damaged goods. See, when his truth comes alive in you, it shifts you. And I've never had to worry about that ever since. I've never had that violation come up ever since. That's how completely he can deliver you. That's how completely he can set us free. Why? Because we've allowed his truth to resonate in our hearts. Hallelujah. I don't know how, I mean, I made a lot of notes on this one, but I don't know if I'll read them. Hallelujah. See, there's the failure and trauma that you've experienced since that moment of whatever it was that initiated these things. That's what wants to lock it in place. That's why it keeps us in a cycle of defeat. That's what wants to keep us in a cycle of not being complete. It wants to keep us from accomplishing the goals and the things that God has already put out there for us. But you have to be able to count. You have to be able to know God loves you enough that he's going to overcome that if you're just willing. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's see. The things that it affects. One of the things that you can find that it affects in almost everybody is their relationships. It's going to affect your visions. It's going to affect your dreams. It's going to affect your finances. You know, sometimes you wonder, you know, is there some kind of cloud following me around? Because no, it's just you have this thing working inside you, and you're actually the author of your own destruction. But we have one who is the author and the perfecter of our faith. And when we meet him and allow him into that situation, we don't have to follow the same pattern anymore. Hallelujah. So one of the things that when we're in relationships, it's going to affect your family. But it also affects this relationship with God. Probably that's the one that's going to affect most. Because see, what happens in relationships a lot of times is that we're in relationships, but then we detect that maybe they're going to start backing away, so we back away first. Wow. Maybe they're going to reject me, so I reject them first. I know I see some faces that go, I remember that girl did that to me. But this is what self-sabotage does. Because see, many times when you're perceiving that, sometimes you might be right, but many times they weren't thinking that at all. But because you started in this process and you started treating them that way, sooner or later they are going to go away. I don't know that for any reason, but I just read it in a book. You know, it's amazing what you can learn on the internet these days. Hallelujah. So there's three basic fears that control, that operate in this thing called self-sabotage. And one is the fear of success, which comes out of a spirit of unworthiness. Then there's a fear of failure that comes out of an inadequacy. Then there's the fear of rejection, which comes from rejection, typically. Operates out of a spirit of rejection. These things are going to run with self-hatred and self-condemnation. See, self-hatred and self-condemnation come along to enforce it and make sure you stay there. Make sure you don't get your freedom. Because why would I even go to God if I'm in self-hatred? Self-condemnation is nothing more than just agreement with the enemy. And actually, all these other actions are just simply more interplay with the enemy. Because it's something he planted, and you just keep running the tape until it... See, he wants to release us from those things. He wants to release us from those things. We don't have to keep responding to life the way that we've responded to life. We don't have to do all those things that we've done before. Luke 11 tells us that there's actually two parts. There's a spirit, and then there's the household. There's a spirit, and then there's the stronghold that was created by that spirit. So what we're after is both parts. There's a deliverance that can happen immediately from the spirit. There's a deliverance that can happen immediately. But to deal with the stronghold is where the factor of truth comes in. When we allow truth to come into our heart, truth can now begin to speak and tear down that stronghold. That's why the process of sozo is so important, because what it is, that's where you begin to apply the word to the situation. And so you get you're not only dealing with ejecting the spirit, but you're also dealing with tearing down the stronghold with God's truth. When we disassemble the lies that we believed and we begin to understand what his truth is for us, now we no longer have to respond the way we did before. Just like I was telling you the other times. See, sometimes we have these places where we just do it, and we can go a lifetime. We can go a lifetime without understanding our actions if we don't allow God to show us. If we don't allow him to show us what's in our heart. Mark 7:21-23 tells us that it's out of the heart that the defilements of our life come from. But see, when we lock something in our heart when we are a child, we don't even know that it's down there. And we can react for a lifetime that way. My dad did. He was the most intelligent man I've ever met. I mean, literally an IQ that's up there in a genius range where very, very, very few people ever go. But he didn't live a life of fulfillment. Because this self-sabotage, every time he would start a new business, every time something would start happening, he would lose interest. As soon as something started showing success, he would break off from it and go do something else. Because there was a fear in him of having that success. There was an unworthiness that kept him from that success. He was more capable of it than anybody I've ever met. But it's the self-sabotage that kept him from fulfilling what was rightfully his. Hallelujah. Go, go, go. Sha-da-da-da. So here's a couple of lies that we can believe in this situation, okay? One is that I don't deserve good things. You might think, consciously think, well, I don't believe that. But if you examine your actions, sometimes we're withholding ourselves from good situations. We're backing up from things that were supposed to be in our life for the good. We look to, and sometimes we put a religious face on it. We call it serving others, and what we're actually not doing is allowing our light to shine. I know I just bust somebody's bubble there, but if I can't understand that I am loved and I'm accepted and I feel unworthy, then self-sabotage is going to happen to keep me from ever even trying to rise up. Sha-da-da. The next one is, I will lose loved ones if I change. Well, guess what? That's a lie in this way, because, see, if they're actually a loved one, they should want what's best for you. And if they don't want what's best for you, they're not somebody who should be a loved one. They need to leave. That went over really. I didn't hear a bunch of claps. Michelle, I thought I was going to get all kind of applause. And yeah, I need to. Yeah, this. Put the Jesus button on. But see, if they're not truly loving you, I know when I got saved, I lost all my friends. Well, not one. I kept Kim. But the rest of them all abandoned me. They didn't have much to do with me. I mean, it didn't take very long either. Within a couple of months, I didn't. It was a bye, bye, bye. I have new friends. Amen. Amen. And I actually, a number of years later, I went back and visited some old friends, and it was remarkable how much different, how much had changed in my life and what hadn't changed in their life. And I prayed for them. I begged them to make the change. But not everybody will. It's just a fact. But God is going to put somebody in your life to fill those voids. If the lie behind that is that I will never be able to have relationship again, and that's just not true. God is going to establish those relationships, godly relationships, that will call you upward and call you outward, but it will not leave you the same. And third is, if I try and I fail, I wish I hadn't tried at all. See, that comes just from that inadequacy, that fear of failure. And when you grow up and you're told that you're not worth anything, and that you're not going to accomplish anything, and that you're not going to ever go anywhere, and that no matter what you do, you're just going to be a failure, and you're going to be all those sorts of other words I can't say in church. And all those things, when those things are spoken to you and about you and over you all the time, then that creates this atmosphere for failure. But the reality is, no one gets anywhere without trying something that they don't know what's going to be happening at the end. You're not going to accomplish any goal unless you set a goal and you stay towards it. And if it's not, unless it's a goal, like I say, unless you're putting goals out there in front of you that are beyond you to do, you're not accomplishing going where you're supposed to go. Because God has plans for us, and I'm all here to tell you, every one of those plans is more than we can accomplish by ourselves. His plans for me are more than I can do by myself. I better be calling for His grace. I better be calling for His grace. I better allow Him to empower me through His grace in my life, because, see, it's in that empowerment that I can draw near to Him. See, these lies want to keep you trapped. But when you begin to receive God's truth, if you begin to see that God says you're acceptable, He says you're acceptable. He says that you're valued. When I begin to understand that I am acceptable and that I am valued, when that sinks to every part of my core, it changes my response. See, sometimes we can have this all fixed on the outside. I look all nice and pretty. I got it all on. I got it all working today. I visited the mirror a couple of times. The whatever. I got but see, that's what's happening on the outside. But what's important is, what are you believing in the inside? Because it's the inside that changes us. It's the inside that has the command over what we're doing and what we're thinking and where we're going. It's the inside, when we allow the inside to be good with God, when we allow the inside to be good with who I am and where I am, then that's when He can begin to breathe on us and fulfill the dreams, fulfill the visions that He's put in front of us. When we start trying to fulfill dreams and visions before we're healed on the inside, oftentimes it winds up as a train wreck at the end. How many, okay, I'm not judging. Just put that out there right up at the time. I'm not a judgmental person. But, you know, there's a whole lot of churches that are built because somebody had a vision, because they had a need inside that they were trying to fill with this building. And everybody will come alongside, and all they're doing is building something that only is there to stoke somebody's inner heart, inner hole that can never be filled. I know, we didn't go there, did we? We did. But see, because we can make it look religious. I can do things that you guys will be applauding. But if I'm not doing it out of a healed heart, if I'm not doing it for the right reason, it doesn't matter anything at all to my salvation or my reward. What matters to my reward is when I do it from a heart that is out of the right motive, a heart that flows out of His love, a heart that's in agreement with Him and is releasing into an atmosphere around me. Shada. So, biblically, you look and you can see Jonah. Remember Jonah? What did he do? He was a self-sabotager. He ran, you know, because when the fish got him, he was going the other way from his destiny. Destiny was over here, over yonder to the right, but he was going left. As far and as hard as he could until that thing bit him up and chunked him out on the beach where he was supposed to be. God has always had to contend. You know, listen to Peter, and if you listen to his words, you know, he's always stepping on himself. That's just part of self-sabotage. Peter was probably intelligent enough to know not to do that, but he couldn't help himself. King Saul, he not only ruined his life, but he ruined all the generations following him. Why? Because he let the fear of man control, because that was part of, he let the fear of man control him. That was part of his way of self-sabotaging. All he had to do was tell the people, you know, I have authority, you can wait. You know, the prophet's not here yet. Till Samuel shows up, we ain't doing nothing. But no, he let that fear drive his behavior. So you can see these things. See, I'm trying to take it to where you can see how it applies in us. As we see and understand that where we're at, and even though I may not consciously know that I've been self-sabotaging, if I start investigating things, I can see that it has happened. The good news is that we're a new creation. And when we became a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that all things were made new. It means that we graduate. We have the opportunity to graduate. That means that everything that was of the old, I can choose to leave behind and grab a hold of what's new. Grab a hold of truth that begins to compel me to destiny. Or I could just drag that skeleton and just keep dragging the skeleton, keep avoiding somebody taking pictures of me, keep, you know, keep drinking another drink because I don't have anything else I know to do with that problem. We can get rid of it. We can get rid of it. That skeleton doesn't have any power over you. It's dead. It's dead. Say that with me. It's dead. My old man is dead. He has no strength. Hallelujah. Go with me to John 8, since we're in John. I had a whole bunch of scriptures, didn't give them to you, but so where it is. John 8. Verse 31, Jesus was therefore saying to the Jews who had believed him. Which Jews? The ones that believed. Thank you, Cheryl. You get an A. You see, because it's our belief system that changes things. It's what we're attached to that changes things. When we're attached to Jesus with our belief system, that's what changes things. And he says, if you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine. So disciples are marked by abiding in his word. And I'm here to tell you that the word is going to change you. The word is going to find out where you are, and it's going to arrest you where you are, and it's going to release you into what you're supposed to be. It has two functions. One is to identify the current situation, and the next one is to set you into your path. Because that, thank you, wherever that came from. Because see, that's what we're about here is to go where God has us to go. To start looking like he wants us to look like. We you know, it's real easy to just come in and sit on a pew and go home and be not changed. But if you're intentional, you can receive something. You're intentional, you can change something. Because it's his desire to change it in you. It's his desire for you to look like him and to act like him and to responding to situations like he does. If we don't see it in Jesus' life, we shouldn't see it in ours. And I don't think Jesus was going around tolerating a whole bunch of these things in his life. Father, I'd like to do that cross for you. But my mama beat me when I was little, and I'm afraid of crosses. I don't see it in his life. Hallelujah. So it calls for change. The word's going to call for change, and then it's going to empower change. And see, once it empowers change, then it says, now, you, verse 32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 17:17 tells us that we're sanctified by the truth, and his word is truth. Hallelujah. Romans 13:12 tells us that we cast off the works of darkness. You know, the enemy planted those things in your life. You weren't responsible for the planting. You can let go of the shame. You can let go of the condemnation. You aren't responsible for the planting. But we can become responsible for not dealing with. And that's not a place of condemnation. That's a place of knowing I have freedom. There's a big difference. I can step into freedom. I can step out of the shame. I can step out of the condemnation. I can step out of the self-abuse. Out of the place of self-sabotage. Hallelujah. So, how do we... The word says, and I think you quoted it earlier, in 1 John 4, verse 16, that we know and believe the love the Father has. If you just do that one scripture... You won't need to self-sabotage any longer. If you truly inhabit that one scripture, 1 John 4:16, where we know and believe. Not only, in other words, it's not just about hearing it and giving it a little mental assent, but it's about embracing that word of his love. When we embrace the word of his love in our heart, there's no more part in our heart, according to 1 John 4:18, because fear has torment with it. And all these things come out of some level of fear, and that fear is creating a torment in your life, and you're still trying to answer it with an inadequate system, but that inadequate system has to go away when we realize that we're loved to such a degree that it has no place in us anymore. His love will satisfy. His love will fulfill. His love will deliver you. When you allow the word of his love to saturate your heart, it's going to shake everything else off of you. Hallelujah. What I would like to do now is just give you an opportunity to come forward, and I want to just pray. We're just going to do maybe a little group sozo for a moment. Anna, if you'll join me. You have the lights, buddy? Thank you. And I'm just going to give you an opportunity because, see, it's not just about me telling you about how I got free. It's not about me telling you about how Pastor LaRue got free. It's not good enough for somebody else to get free. I want you free. I want you experiencing his freedom and deliverance. I want you experiencing that walk and where you're having to chunk peanuts at people because you're free. All right? Let's get free. Hallelujah. So if you would, just come on forward and don't be shy, because it doesn't matter. This thing affects everybody. It affects pretty much every person. And when you see somebody on the front cover of Forbes magazine or Fortune 500, guess what? This thing is driving that behavior. They just turned it into something that they used it for good, but it was still driving their behavior. Because they're still not adequate in themselves. They're not adequate with what God has provided for them. They're just allowing the enemy to continually drive them into something that doesn't even look like God. We want to surrender these areas in our heart. We want to surrender that brokenness that keeps us from being who we're called to be. This starts with the process of just forgiveness. So Holy Spirit, I just invite you. Yeah, just say that with me. Holy Spirit, I invite you to be with me now. Guide me. I choose to forgive those who started these things in my life, who were the source of my pain. I forgive them. I release them. I break off all the soul ties with them. I recognize, Lord, that in you I have freedom. So I cut those ties. Lord, I ask you to remove the background that keeps me from seeing. I ask you to open my eyes so that I can see your process in me. So that I can identify every spirit that needs to be dealt with. So I can identify every stronghold that needs to be submitted to your truth. So Holy Spirit, show me those things now. Now I'm going to just pray over you for just a second. So, Lord, I just break, Father, I break off of this house, off of these people, off of this fellowship, Father, off of these hearts right now. I break off, Father. We renounce and break off all the spirits of incompletion, Lord. We break off all the spirits of betrayal, Father. We break off all the spirits, Father, of dysfunction, Father. We break off all the fears, Father. The fears, Father. We break off every source of fear. The fear of rejection, Lord. We break the fear of rejection off now. We break the fear of success off now. We break the fear of incompletion off now. The fear of failure, we break it now. The fear of relationship, we break it now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord. We break every soulish issue, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Every soulish issue, we break it off. And all the lying spirits that were attached to these things, Father, we break them off now. We sever their attachment, Father, over this house and over these hearts, Father. I thank you, Lord, that this day, Father, we break off, Father, we break off and tell every one of these spirits that they must go now in Jesus' name. They must go now. They have no part, no place, no lot with us, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we thank you, Lord, that you can begin to release, Father. We can release us, Father, from every lying spirit that would try to call us to stay in a place of loneliness or abandonment. Every lying spirit that causes us to stay in a place of disappointment or hurt. We break off the spirits of pride and arrogance, Lord. We break off, Father, the spirits of resentment, Father. We break them off now in the name of Jesus. We break off, Father, all those heartaches, Father. We break off the condemnation and self-condemnation. We break off the regrets and the unholy regrets, Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus, today that, Lord, we can have salvation in you. We can have wholeness in you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. We break off all the worthlessness, Lord. We break off all the worthlessness, Lord. The inadequacies. We break off the inadequacies, Lord. We break off worthlessness and inadequacy. We break off helplessness, Lord. We break off, we sever, Lord, those things of helplessness right now in the name of Jesus. We cut those soul ties, Father, with those, Father, who are empowered over us, Father. We cut them off now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for a shifting right now of the atmospheres inside our hearts, Father. We break off, Father, all the words, Father, all the word curses that were spoken, Father. We break off their power now in the name of Jesus. We break off the power of trauma over these lives now in the name of Jesus. We break off the power, Father, that the trauma created and the lies and the spirits that were invited in because of that, we break it now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We break off rejection and denial. We break off all the fear and the sources of fear, Lord. Father, we just release forgiveness, Father, for the sources of fear now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just break agreement, Father. I thank you, Father, that fear will not help me. Anger will not help me, Father. So I give it to you, Lord. I surrender it to you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We break off the torment. We break off the torment and the insecurity, Lord, that was created out of it. We break off the torment and insecurity that came out of the fears now in the name of Jesus. We sever those relationships. We sever those ties now in the name of Jesus. We sever a lot of the links, Father, that tried to keep us, Father, and that tried to empower us through more failures, Father. We break those things now in the name of Jesus. We cancel. We break every defilement, Lord. We break every spirit of defilement, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We break off, Father, the hell, self-hatred, self-condemnation. We thank you. We cancel its power and authority over our lives. We cancel the power and authority over these hearts and over this house. We break off all the spirits of failure now in the name of Jesus. We cancel incompletion, Father. We cancel the spirits of incompletion, Father. This house, Lord, was another house named Father's House, Father. And we cancel those spirits, Father, of incompletion, Father. They didn't complete their vision, Father. We cancel that assignment now in the name of Jesus. And we say we are a people of completion. We are a people who come to a place of fruitfulness. We are a people who come to a place of fulfillment, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We break off, Father, the lies, Lord. The lies that say, I don't deserve to be happy. I don't deserve your goodness, Lord. We break those lies now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we release, Father, we accept your truth, Father. We accept your truth, Father, that you've called us into your place, Father, that you've called us into your dwelling, Lord, that you've called us into your habitation, that you've created a place for us to come, Lord, because, Lord, we are received by you. We are received today, Lord. We are accepted today. We are loved today. We are valued today, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We break off, Father. We break off the lies, Father, that I don't measure up, Father. We cancel these lies, Lord, off of the hearts right now, that we don't measure up, Father. I cancel that lie now in the name of Jesus. We break agreement with that lie now in the name of Jesus. We break agreement with the lie that we don't measure up. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have caused us. Father, you've caused us to excel, Lord. Your truth is, you've caused us to excel. Your truth is, you've called us to be one with you. Your truth is, Lord, that it was never about measuring up, Lord. It was about surrendering with you. So, Lord, we come into a place of agreement with you today. We come into a place of solidness with you, of solidarity with you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I renounce and break agreement with that lie that I have to be perfect, Lord. I renounce and break agreement with the lie that I have to be perfect, Lord. Perfection, Lord, is not obtainable in this world, Lord. We break that lie now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, that we don't have to worry about being accepted, Lord. We don't have to be perfect to be accepted, Lord. We're accepted for who we are. We're accepted for who we are. We're accepted for the person that we are now, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord. We're accepted, Father. We're accepted in the beloved, Lord. We are received into the beloved, Lord. We are valued in the beloved. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I break off the lies, Lord, that I'm not redeemable. I break off the lies, Lord, that I'm not redeemable, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I am redeemed, Father, that I'm redeemed by the King, Father. I'm redeemed by a King. I thank you, Lord, that I have been redeemed, Lord, that I have found salvation. I found healing. I found deliverance, Father. I thank you. I found the one who is my healer, who is my redeemer. I thank you that my redeemer lives. My redeemer lives, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, there's nothing I could do that would keep me from being redeemed. There's nothing the devil could do that would keep me from being redeemed. I have a redeemer who loves me. We'll shut up. We renounce and break agreement, Lord. We renounce and break agreement with the lie, Lord. That the lie, Lord, that I am stuck in fear, that I can't ever come out of this place of fear. We break off that lie now in the name of Jesus, because, Lord, your love is more than enough. Your love has already redeemed us. Your love has already fulfilled us. Your love has already delivered us. I thank you, Lord, that I can step into a place of your love. I step into a place of your acceptance, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that all fear is cast down now in the name of Jesus. We cast fear down in the name of Jesus. We cast off the fear in the name of Jesus, and we receive, Lord, we receive an infilling, Lord, and we receive an infilling into our house, Lord. We receive an infilling into every stronghold, Lord. I thank you that there's an acceptance, Father, and a spirit of acceptance, Father, being released across this congregation, across this house. I'll go to those who watch by live stream, to those who are coming in over the internet. I thank you, Lord, that there's a healing, Father, that is released over these hearts, Lord. Hallelujah.
And you give us access to Hallelujah. You are.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you for exposing the lies, Lord. The lies, Lord. The spirits of accusation. I thank you for exposing the spirits of accusation. I thank you for releasing, Father, and breaking off the spirits of accusation off the hearts and off the minds, off the thoughts, Father, of our people today. I thank you, Father, that there's a freedom coming over. I thank you that there is no more succumbing to the lies of the enemy, Father. We break off the spirits of accusation today. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that there's a spirit of success, Father, being released over the hearts, Father, and over the mind, a spirit of fulfillment, Father. I thank you, Lord, that we're more than enough and more than conquerors by your word, Lord.
And Father, we break all the effects of inferiority, all insecurities, all the effects of bullying and not fitting in as children, Lord God. Anytime that the enemy came against us and made us little or victimized us in any way, we say no more. No more. We are victorious through Christ Jesus, who has made us more than enough. He has made us perfect. He's perfecting everything that concerns us. And Lord, we thank you for the grace to see ourselves the way you see us. We come into agreement with your truth. We open our hearts this day to receive your love that casts out all fear. We thank you, Father God, that all anger is under our feet, all rage, all revenge, all resentment, all bitterness is under our feet, crushed, annihilated, and it will not rise up. We thank you, Father God, for the fruit of the Spirit, that we have self-control. Self-control over our thoughts. All the strongholds are being torn down. We tear down all the lies. All the lies are coming down. You expose the lies. Anytime we've hated ourselves or hated others, we ask for forgiveness, Lord. We thank you for your love that is here coming over us like a warm blanket, filling us from the inside with a fountain of life where the destroyer came after us, against our marriages, against our families, against our relationships. Thank you that love conquers. Love wins. Your love in us, for us, through us, that comes like a flood. That comes like a flood. Come, Lord God. Come, Lord Jesus. Rise within us, Lord. We glorify you. We invite you in to be magnified within our hearts. I bless every spirit here, every human spirit that has been made alive in Christ. Arise into the destiny that the Lord has created for you. He is the way maker, the miracle worker. He is for you. He's never been against you. He is for you. He is for you. He loves you. He's loved you with an everlasting love. He's pursued you. He's holding you now. Receive the warmth of his embrace wrapping around you. Spirit, soul, and body, receive. Receive. Just say it. I receive. I receive your love, Father. I receive your love. Thank you, Lord, that you are changing me, that I am transforming and being renewed. Newness of life, new day, a new beginning. Your mercies are new every morning. I step into your mercies. I step into your love and your grace this day to walk in my spirit, man, in perfect fellowship with Holy Spirit, with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and Savior. I just want you being in agreement or even whispering these things. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. You are my friend. You're my best friend. You are my brother, Jesus, and I'm a joint heir with you for all that the Father has laid up for me. I thank you, Lord. You have made me worthy. I am worthy in your eyes. I am worthy of success. Not from the world, but from you, Lord. And your kingdom, your kingdom, your kingdom, your will be done in me. In my earthen vessel as it is in heaven, your will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And you give the perfect will. So we have access to who you are. I have access to you. And I just want everyone saying thank you. Thank you, Lord. There you go. Yes.
Take it all. And you give us access to all. You are, it's the great exchange.
Well, thank you for this exchange.
We give you access to all.
your love being shed abroad in our hearts, Lord. Bringing healing, wholeness, restoration. We thank you.
Heaven's open over us. All we have to do is open up.
Holy Spirit, we just thank you.
Heaven's already open.
Complete your work in each heart.
Day and night, day and night, we're in your light. Day and night, day or night, we're in your light. We're in your life. We're in your love. We're in your love, swimming in your love, immersed in your love, saturated in your love. Our eyes are open. We see by the light. We walk by the light.
Thank you, Lord, for the river of your pleasure, Lord. Lord, I thank you out of our inward parts flow a river of life. Out of our inward parts, Lord. For you're filling our inward parts. In your light, Lord, we see light.
We open up tonight.
In your light, we see light, Lord. You're filling our inward parts. You're filling us with your love. You're filling us with your light. You're filling us with your word, with your truth.
Here we are, here we are.
With your peace. You're filling us, Lord.
It's all
you're filling us, Lord. Salvation.
Here
joy.
We are, here we are. All my days
fills,
in your
Lord,
book.
With your strength.
For you.
With your might. Oh, you're dunamis,
here we
Lord.
Are, here we
your dunamis was breathing over us now. Your sozo is breathing over us now, Lord. Healing, deliverance, fullness, health, healing, restoration. We breathe, Lord. We breathe that life, Lord, that comes. Your breath is upon us, Lord. Your life is upon us. Your light is within us. Your light is bursting forth, Father. Bursting forth, Lord. That light that bursts forth, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We celebrate with you. We honor you. We honor you, Lord. Hearts are cleansed, and when you're ready, there's communion to the right and to the left. It's be a real good day to partake of that communion, because you've just emptied out everything that needed to be emptied. and you're just receiving all that needs to be received. So let him do a work in your heart and you just seal it in the communion. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you.